The Federal National Survey on Drug Use and Health examines how Americans use and perceive drugs. According to the most recent data, Americans' attitudes on marijuana use are changing. Currently, 33 states have legalized some form of marijuana, including medical and adult use. The Rockefeller Institute of Government has done its own analysis of the national data. I spoke with policy analyst Alex Morse, who examined the state-by-state data.
States that have legalized it, they have about twice as many marijuana users than states that haven't legalized it. But, you know, we see that some of the states that didn't legalize it, I think it was South Carolina had the smallest increase, and it was less, you know, it's maybe about 2 percentage points. But that's the idea, is that it really does vary by state and by the policies.
In states that are more closely clustered together, like in the Northeast, where you have a state next door to New York, Massachusetts, which has legalized adult use recreational marijuana, New York State, which has not, has decriminalized this year. Do you believe that creates an effect where you have people changing their perception of the drug?
We've seen that states that do share a border with adult use states tend to have higher usage rates. Marijuana is seen as a tourist drug, so people do cross up the border to go get it and get it back. It's still illegal to do that. But with New York, it's interesting. The data's lagged. We only have it up until about 2016, so we're not quite sure what that's going to be. But it'll be interesting to see that as we move forward and collect more data.
And with more usage of the drug, that also means that people are perceiving it as maybe a less risky drug as well.
The public increasingly believes that occasional marijuana use doesn't pose great harm. And it's just interesting to note that the overall trends of marijuana usage is also up across the country. So it's a simultaneous increase in use and a decrease in thinking it's harmful.
And now you mentioned some of the limitations, like we don't know exactly. This goes to 2016, this national data, and we don't really know how things pan out state by state and on the most specific levels, correct?
Right. One of the challenges is that this is a national survey and it's conducted by the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, which is also a federal agency. And since it's a federal agency, it considers marijuana an illicit drug regardless if it's medicinal or recreational. And because of that, we're not able to determine the difference in rates by intended use, and we're also not able to distinguish the effects of legalization has on usage rates.
Can we make a prediction that as more states legalize the drug, and if usage is up in states that are near or close to other states that have legalized it, that the trend will continue?
Yeah, I'm not sure if we can make a prediction, but the trend is pointing upward.
Do you think that as more states legalize on their own, that would eventually pressure the federal government to legalize adult use?
That's an interesting point. It very well may be. You know, sometimes we have this idea that the public dictates policy or the policy dictates public interaction. And so we'll see what that means moving forward.